We continue on with our community corner here on KQWC, talking about what's happening in the Iowa State Legislature. With me is our State Representative Rob Bacon, who joined me on this Friday morning. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Not too bad on this Easter weekend. And we're just talking off air for a moment. I think the big issue this past week had a lot to do with the bottle bill. That's been a discussion for the last, as many weeks in the legislature.
For the last 3 years, it's been a huge issue. And I think we finally have something done this week, Pat. You know, the bottle bill that we have is about 40 years ago, I think it was passed. And we've had people asking for some updates. Some people want to do away with it altogether. Other people want to include water bottles and the power drinks and things like that. But this bill left everything pretty much alone as far as the redeeming bottles. So it's still the alcoholic beverage bottles and those that are carbonated. And the big thing is that, like up in Hamilton County, I don't think people are going to see any difference in the bottle bill, with the exception of your redemption center. They're going to get 3 cents a can or a bottle now instead of just the penny. So it's a huge raise for them. But, excuse me, the other thing is the places that sell them have an option to opt out of redeeming the bottle or the can. But they've got to meet three things, Pat, if they want to opt out of it. And first, the retailer has to have a food establishment license and has to have a certified food protection manager on site. So, like, say a grocery store also sells some food and things, like one of them there in Webster City does, the prepared food. They have an option now of opting out. But if they opt out, they have to have an agreement with a mobile redemption center, and we'll talk about that in a minute, or the retailer has to be within the radius of a redemption center based on the convenience standard of the county. So Hamilton County already has this pretty much in place. So the redemption center there in Webster City will still continue to take the bottles as always, give you whatever they've been giving, and then when they redeem the bottle, instead of a penny back from the bottling company, they'll get 3 cents. So we think it's pretty good. It took 40 years to get to this point. And then in 2026, there will be a report being done. And in 2026, prior to the legislative session meeting, there will be a report to see how this is going over, the success of it or failures of it. So that was the big thing in the bottle bill. The Senate had passed it a few weeks ago, but when it came over to the House, there were some amendments, and we wanted to put some protection for the consumers, which would be the three options that we talked about.
And I'm sure you've heard a lot from these people that collect these cans and these businesses and so forth, and they do want some change there, Rob, after all these many years.
Yes, they do. So, again, if a food place, I know like one of our grocery store people were there, and when the cans were being brought into the grocery store, those cans were being, you know, they're dirty and everything else, come right into where their fresh fruit and vegetables are. Personally, I wouldn't want that. You know, it's like cooking out in your garage by the garbage can or something. It just wasn't good to do. So this is a little bit more of the protection. This is what they were wanting. And I believe the Senate bill had it, they just could opt out. But we wanted some more consumer protection. So the redemption center has to be so far within the, so close, I should say, to the retailer. And again, the retailer can take the can back if he wants. But they also have the option of opting out.
Again, we're talking with our State Representative Rob Bacon on what's been happening this week in the Iowa legislature. And anything else major this week, too, in your department there, Rob?
Not really. We're at the point here. The House, we have passed all the budgets that we need to pass, and we've sent them over to the Senate, so if they have any issues, they can iron them out. And as of yesterday, they haven't even met yet on our budgets. I don't know why they're holding that up. You need to talk to the senator, see why it's being held up, if they'll tell you. And I have my suspicions, but I won't talk about it on air because I'm not sure I'm right. That's why. But the we've done our work. We've done our work. And as soon as they pass those budgets, there will be one more big budget bill called the standings, which is kind of a catch-all. And that would be passed, and then we would end the session for this year. So, and of course, you know, the session is supposed to end on Tuesday the 19th. That's our 100th day. But unfortunately, I don't think we're going to meet that deadline.
So it looks as though it'll be sometime, to your knowledge, Rob, that next week will be the last week for the state legislature once they get the special budget passed, so forth?
Well, once the Senate passes the eight budgets that we sent over to them, and those budgets are administration and regulation budget, the agriculture and natural resource budget, economic development budget, the education budget, health and human services, the judicial branch, the justice system, the rebuild Iowa infrastructure that we talked about last week a little bit, and our transportation bill. So once they pass those, then we just have the big standings bill to do, and that usually just takes a day. I kind of call that, Pat, the wrap-up Christmas wish list for everybody.
I think that's more aptly put it there, Rob, for that, even though we're in the Easter weekend here. So we'll see what happens in the next few days, but what happens in Des Moines as the legislature trying to adjourn for the 2022 session.
Session, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, we are, as they say, on call right now. So the housework is pretty much all done. And like I say, we're just waiting these budgets to get taken up by the Senate and passed. But here, I got a little bit of some more good news.
That's what we need, Rob, more good news. What do you have?
Okay, this is kind of a fun little thing. The Republicans in the House and the Republicans, the Republican and Democrats, let's put it this way, the Democrats in the Senate and in the House are teaming up in a softball game against the Republicans in the House and the Senate for a charity event. The Republicans are playing for the Puppy Jake Foundation. The Democrats are going to be playing for the Iowa Food Bank Association. And this is on May 1st down at Principal Park in Des Moines. So if you wanted to come, you buy a ticket for the ball game, the baseball game from the Iowa Cubs, and then stick around to watch the charity event happen. And it should be a good time. Even this old guy signed up to play, but I think I'm going to be given a broom to go off and sweep home plate once in a while.
Okay.
But it should be a good time. It's a good bipartisan game and where we all get along, and it's just going to be a fun time.
That is so great. That's going to be coming up May 1st in a few weeks at Principal Park in Des Moines as the battle of the Democrats and the Republicans in the House and Senate as they raise some money for some very well-deserved causes here in the state of Iowa.
That's right.
So that's, what, 2 o'clock there, Bob? Or?
The Iowa game starts at 1 o'clock,
and
then we will follow that.
I'm guessing, what, about 3:30, 4 o'clock that day?
3:30, yeah, that's what I would say. Unless it goes, you might like it be the one that goes into extra innings.
Yeah.
So
who knows? So, again, mark that on your calendar coming up on May the 1st. So, anyway, Rob, we'll look forward to another report coming up next week. Hopefully, maybe the last one for this legislative session. We'll have to wait and see.
I hope you're right, but I am not going to hold my breath, Pat.
Okay. All right. Rob Bacon, thanks very much, and have a good Easter weekend.
You too, Pat, and blessings on you. Thank you.